All right, guys. Today, at least as of the recording of this, now I don't know when I'll post it, but today is Ash Wednesday, which means we are beginning Lent. Now, if you're not familiar with Lent, Lent is the 40 days up until Easter, okay? And a lot of people will be doing different types of fasting for Lent. And there's, you know, a lot of reasons behind that. I'm not going to get into all, like, because there are some, like, prescribed fasts where this is what, like, Catholics will do, or the Orthodox will do, or the Methodists, you know. And some people will just kind of pick things to fast from, okay? Now, fasting can be very important. And fasting doesn't just mean, you know, going without eating. And now, you know, intermittent fasting is a very popular term now where people just don't eat breakfast. But that's not what we're talking about here. Even though that might be a form of your fasting, but the idea of fasting, at least in my opinion, is that by abstaining from something, it helps to redirect your attention towards something else. So I'll go ahead and tell you, I am not giving up coffee for Lent. But let's say someone did give up coffee. And so every time they wanted to go get a cup of coffee, they would stop, say, oh yeah, I forgot, I'm not drinking coffee right now. And they would think, okay, well, why? So it would kind of redirect them and refocus their attention on God. And, you know, and the thing that you don't want to neglect is the idea is fasting and prayer. So you should be really trying to kind of double down on your prayer life. And, you know, there's lots of ways to pray. I mean, you can just talk to God. You can say like things like the Jesus Prayer, or you can pray the Rosary, or you can, you know, just kind of try to meditate and contemplate on Scripture and just like being open to what God is doing in your life. You know, things like that. You can say prayers of gratitude anytime you think about it. Anytime, you know, I'm grateful for coffee, whatever. So you can kind of redirect your focus to your prayer, okay? Now, the idea also of fasting for Lent is not necessarily giving up something that you shouldn't be doing anyway, right? It's not saying, oh, well, coffee's bad, so we should give it up. No. Or, you know, I shouldn't be eating desserts, so I'm going to give up sweets for Lent. That's not the point, okay? At least as far as I know. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a historian. I'm not a philosopher. I'm just a regular guy. But because if you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing anyway, then you should just go ahead and fast from that for life, buddy. But anyway, so here's what I'm giving up for the next 40 days. Oh, let's talk about the 40. So 40 is kind of a significant number, and 40 is like the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness before entering the promised land. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert with battling temptation, and he fasted during that time. He basically, you know, was tempted by Satan and overcame that. And that's an interesting story, okay? And this is kind of a side note. So go read the story of Jesus being tempted by the devil, because the way he's tempted, it's like he was tempted to be a king, to have power and money and worship, to be a king and a god. But he didn't give in to the temptation. And by not giving in to the temptation, he became the King of Kings. You know, it wasn't like everyone was expecting that he was going to be this king that would just have all this, you know, an army behind him and physical power. Instead, he started this church, this kingdom on earth, and it has persisted and it continues to grow. And in a way, in those 40 days, he conquered himself, right? Because it wouldn't be a temptation if you weren't actually tempted to do something. Now, so you can think of Lent also as a 40 days for you to make sure you're conquering yourself. Again, you're not necessarily giving up something that you shouldn't be doing, but let's say you decide not to eat meat during those 40 days, or may, you know, or drink coffee, or whatever it is. Whenever you have that desire to do that, and you don't, and you know, you continue to abstain, then you're conquering yourself. So there's two, like, very beneficial reasons to fast for Lent. One is that it centers you back to your prayer life, which is the most important part. And the second is it allows you to conquer yourself so you can be more in control of your passions, your desires. So you're not just like living on a whim, you know what I mean? And so maybe it is that you give up sweets or whatever, especially if you, that's like something you're always turning to every day so that you can break that cycle, that, you know, that just that complacent, comfortable cycle of dependence on things. So this is what I'm giving up 40 days. I'm giving up Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I've been fairly active on some of those things for a while. But the more I get into it, you know, sometimes you just kind of get in these wormholes and you're like, it's almost like you're just talking to random strangers that you don't know. You don't know what their values are. You don't know anything about them, you know. And I'm okay with this because I get this a lot, like especially on with the YouTube channel. You know, you're going to get people who, you know, who just disagree with you and that are kind of hateful and decide to put negative comments. And it's funny because for every, like, you can get 100 positive comments on something, but you get one negative and it'll just eat you alive inside. I mean, this isn't the reason I'm giving up those things. I'm just showing you, man, that our social media can be so flipping toxic. And I thought it would be good to just kind of take a break from that. And I also, again, so when I get that twitch and I abstain, I am doing kind of a dopamine fast. And I've talked a little bit about dopamine fasting before. There's a guy that he talked about it on Twitter that I follow, and he's a psychologist, and I think it's important to have those fasts. And I've talked about that before, how like sometimes I would do like a Tuesday, you know, fasting from my phone or whatever it is. So for the next 40 days, though, no social media. I'll keep posting things on Facebook and the podcast and everything. I just may not be as interactive with some of the comments. And then after Easter, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe we'll get back to it, maybe we won't. I'm hoping to do a little more reading. The other thing I'm going to give up is, so no meat on Fridays except for fish. Possibly fish, all right. I'm kind of jump-starting that with, I was doing like, I'm going to try to do about 10 days of no meat, basically into Lent. And then I started a couple days back, but anyway, and then I'll hit that just on Fridays. Let's see, what else? That's probably it for now, and I'm just going to see how that goes. I'm going to try to do a daily devotional and pray, which I do that usually almost every day anyway. But it's just funny. It's like since the last week that I've been thinking about it, of course, Lent just starts today, but the last week that I've been thinking about focusing more on the prayer life, I've had all these things like kind of come about that seem to like hinder me. Now, a lot of you may not believe in like, you know, angels and demons and all those things. I do, and I've got reasons to, but I'm not even going to get into that here. But it is interesting how like when you decide to do something positive with your life, how you're immediately probably going to be hit with some serious negative force. And that's when you know you're doing something, man. That is when you know you're on the right track. But you've got to push through it, you know. Say some prayers. All right? Say some prayers. Keep going forward, you know. So I don't know, I want to do this video just to explain a little bit about Lent, because some folks who watch the channel aren't religious, and so they may not have any clue. I mean, we all start somewhere. I had no clue until I started researching this probably just a few years ago, right? I think I did a video last year on Lent. You can check that out. I think it's important. I think people who struggle with addiction should definitely do it. Not because it's going to cure your addiction, right? But because you need to center your life in a way different than just constantly trying to remind yourself, I got to be clean, I got to be sober. You know what I mean? Because that can bog you down. Instead, let's focus on the good things. You know what I mean? Let's focus on our prayer life. Let's focus on some dopamine fasting. Let's try to boost our self-control. And do it in a different way. Instead of saying, I'm going to give up alcohol for Lent, if you're an alcoholic, you need to give up alcohol forever, right? But if you're just giving up for a certain amount of time, I think that's good. Now, I would caution you, don't bite off more than you can chew. In other words, make it where it is something difficult that you'll notice, but not something that's so impossible that you're going to give up just in a few days. You know what I mean? And the truth is, you don't have to wait till Lent to do this, but 40 days is a good period of time. And I think, why not just go ahead and start? Why not just get the thing rolling? And like I said, today's Ash Wednesday. I don't know when I'm going to post this. So if you're listening, whenever you listen, it doesn't matter. You don't have to start on Ash Wednesday. Start whenever you hear this. Think about it. And let's bring it back. Focus on Easter. What is Easter? Easter's the resurrection. Christianity, it's an interesting religion, man, because it's like our God is a little bit different. Let's see if I make sure I say this correct. So our God is different than what non-believers think our God is, right? So Christians don't think that God is like Zeus on a mountaintop striking people down with lightning if they don't follow, you know, the right rules or whatever. That's not our God. Our God is not some impersonal life force. You know, our God is not like the universe. No, our God is the creator of the universe. And Christians believe that God is a personal God that loves the creation and loves humans, as messed up as we are. And he loves us so much that he decided to become one of us. And that connection is what allows us to bridge the gap. And Easter is a celebration because, believe it or not, we killed God. But God, Jesus, defeated death. And came back. And it's that resurrection that makes us a little crazy, but gives us joy. Now, I know if you don't believe it, it's going to be hard to swallow. But that's okay, guys. So, all right. I hope this was helpful. Maybe you learned something. Shoot me a comment. Let me know. Guys, I hope you have a great Lent and an amazing Easter. God bless.